I wanted to bring today's episode to the podcast talking about a new stress-relieving technique that we are adding to our Fab Fertile method. This technique has more than 25 years of research behind it. There's over 400 independent peer-reviewed studies, and it is used in hospitals, schools, organizations, and more. So we're adding this to our Fab Fertile method, and there's actually a number of studies showing how this technique can help people that are on the fertility journey. Excited for you to learn more. Let's go. I'm excited to invite you to a special masterclass where you'll learn how to improve your chances of pregnancy success if you have low AMH and/or high FSH. You'll learn what you need to know about low AMH and high FSH so that you can get pregnant naturally, how to know which diet will improve low AMH and/or high FSH so that you can stop wasting time and prepare your body for pregnancy success, why balancing this often overlooked hormone is essential to optimize low AMH and/or high FSH, and why many times you'll be told everything is normal and healing opportunities are missed. All you need to do is go to gpnmasterclass.com to register. That's G as in get, P as in pregnant, N as in naturally, masterclass.com to register. I didn't need to go to donor eggs. Obviously, I don't regret it. I have beautiful children. I could have done things differently. I was still cycling back in my 20s. I could have looked at my health, the environmental toxins, the stress I was under.
Many, many women are being told their eggs are too old. That's an assumption. You can't test egg quality.
Many times it's the man. It's the man who's got a food sensitivity or the zinc deficiency.
There can be a root cause to these quote-unquote period problems. The doctor will pass you a pill without any question of why.
Why is IVF the first step? Because we believe it should be the last step. Welcome to Get Pregnant Naturally, where functional medicine and natural fertility solutions will help you get pregnant and have your baby. Hey there, I'm Sarah Clark, founder of Fab Fertile and your host. I believe the functional approach is the first step for anyone on the fertility journey, and my aim is to help you get pregnant naturally. Today, I'm welcoming two members of the Fab Fertile team, Samantha Coffin and Fatima Sheikh, back to the podcast, and we're digging into why addressing stress with heart math methodology can help when trying to conceive. Sam Coffin and Fatima Sheikh are part of my team at Fab Fertile. They are an integral part of our couples coaching program, which uses functional lab testing, diet, and lifestyle changes to dramatically improve conception. If you're struggling with infertility, your body is desperately trying to tell you something, and focusing on your health will either help you get pregnant naturally, or if you do need to go to the fertility clinic, it will help you improve your chances of success. Sam is a wellness and mindset coach, supporting people transitions from a full life of surviving to thriving. Sam herself lives with celiac, Lyme, endo, and PCOS. Fatima is an integrative fertility coach who helps women redefine their fertility story and optimize hormonal balance so they can prepare their body, mind, and spirit for conception, feel empowered and supported, and gain a new sense of vitality. Thanks so much for listening. I'm so thankful you're here. Make sure you hit subscribe or follow. And if you know someone else who is on the fertility journey, please share this podcast with them. Hello, everyone. Excited to have Fatima and Sam back on the podcast. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, so we're excited because we're actually bringing heart math into our Fab Fertile method, and we've all been certified in this method. So excited to share this with our clients, and wanted to kind of run through the process of exactly what is heart math, why it is really good for someone who is on the fertility journey, and how it can help, and some really simple techniques that we're going to actually run you through later in the podcast. And then today, just kind of giving you some tools and exactly what is heart math. And we're talking about some of the, you know, there's tons of studies, there's more than 25 years of research from the HeartMath Institute. But first of all, you know, with the Fab Fertile method, we take a mind, body, spirit approach, and we're addressing the biochemical with the blood sugar and the thyroid and the adrenal insufficiency and blood sugar and what else? Gut infections, food sensitivities, and more. That's super important. That's why we have our functional nutrition practitioners. And then as part of the program, we have fertility coaches and fertility mindset coaches, which are Fatima and Sam. And this piece is, you know, people get very excited about the tests and the nutrition part of it. And we're excited about it too. It's a critical part of the program. But it's equally as important for us to work on stressors, identifying stressors, trauma, and more, so that the fertility mindset coach really helps us identify those, helps us to, you know, be able to then be able to thrive eventually. Right now, you may feel stuck, you may feel hopeless, you may feel, you know, a well-meaning RE, or maybe not even well-meaning, but an RE may have told you you're going to struggle, this is going to be hard. And so being able to recognize that first and having someone, you know, call you out and actually help you through it is key. So anything you guys wanted to say there?
Yeah, I really believe that this is often the missing piece for a lot of our clients. Like you mentioned, they get excited about the tests and we see so much progress with them with the, you know, taking the foundational supplements and really doing these basic things in the beginning. But then when they finally have this shift that's very much connected to the work that you do with HeartMath, that's when we see larger changes happening in a positive way. That's when we see the positive pregnancy tests. So I really feel like it's an injustice for us not to share what we've learned from this, because we see it time and time again. Have really quick, powerful results for people.
No, absolutely agree with everything Sam just said there. We've seen clients who have made all of these really great changes and they just need that mental health amplification to get the results that they're looking for.
Absolutely. So just kind of a quick rundown on HeartMath. So it's been around for 25 years and it's basically researching the heart-brain connection and learning how the heart influences our perceptions, our emotions, our intuition, our health. Because a lot of people that we work with are very left brain people in the healthcare field and people just love data. And so with HeartMath, there's 400 independent peer-reviewed studies and over 10,000 health professionals use HeartMath with their clients or patients. It's used in over 500 hospitals, schools, and organizations. So this has been around. It's not just some, you know, fly by the night thing. It's got a lot of data behind it, which is what we like. And a lot of studies that we're going to talk about, they've done a number of studies with people that are on the fertility journey and how this has really helped them cope. And we'll talk about more of those towards the end of the podcast, some case studies that they have actually. And so anything else you guys wanted to say about HeartMath?
It's so much easier than you think it is. I think it's really easy to think that all of these mindset things are either really, really simple or really, really difficult. And HeartMath is one that I think a lot of us have learned how to do in some way in our own lives. And then this programming just takes it to that next level. And so if you've ever felt like, you know, a tension in your heart or your heart rate, you know, skyrocketing all of a sudden, and you've done something to help it slow down, like you've participated in HeartMath. And this is something that doesn't have to be done in 30 minutes every day. This can be something you do in a minute a day. And so obviously there's benefits for longer practice, but I think a lot of people, when they first hear about it, are intimidated by it. And I think it's really important to recognize that you do not need to dedicate a ton of time. You just need to practice it every now and then to build resilience for when you deal with a bigger stressor.
Yeah, this is something I've used HeartMath on and off for years. And I have the monitor, which we'll talk about that later. So it can really track your HRV and see exactly what's going on there. And it's like, it's not hours of meditation and sitting. You can really lock in quite quickly in like a minute. Obviously, you want to maybe do a little bit longer, but you can start quite quickly. So I'll just kind of talk about some of the benefits of HeartMath from an overall health perspective. So 24% of people saw improvement in the ability to focus. 30% saw improvement in sleep. 38% saw improvement in calmness, 46% saw a drop in anxiety, 48% saw a drop in fatigue, and 56% saw a drop in depression. So these stats are real, and working on this side of things, you can start seeing improvements in all aspects of your life. And we really find it pairs well with, you know, as we introduce this into our FabFertile method, it actually pairs well with visualization and breathing techniques and body scans and meditation. Anything anyone would like to say there?
Yeah, I'd like to add that it's one of those really non-invasive, easy to do things that have such a great impact that you'll be surprised that you don't have to spend so much time and money on something so simple. And we incorporate it as part of the program and it has huge impact.
And so then briefly, I think some people know what HRV is, but really, because what with Fitbits or if you have an Apple Watch, you know, maybe tracking your HRV or if you have, you know, Oura Ring. So basically it measures naturally occurring beat-to-beat changes in the heart, rate or heart rhythms, and it serves as a critical method for gauging human health and resiliency. I just took that quote there. And so the more stable and regular the heart rhythm frequency is, the higher the coherence score. So we're going to be talking about the coherence a little bit later here, but anything you guys would like to say there?
Yeah, I just want to add that it really takes you from the sympathetic nervous system, you know, the anxiety and the stress and all the resources that get sucked up by the stress that we feel. You're really taking, you know, that step towards taking yourself from the sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic nervous system and actively participating in rebuilding your hormones.
And what I love about that too is the more you do this, as we've started to share with you, the more you do it, the more resilient your body becomes. You have new pathways happening. You're able to handle stress differently. And so it's a constant evolution of building on top of itself. It's not something that you just, you know, you hit an end or a goal and it's over. It's something you're constantly able to grow and build and expand upon, even when it's just a few minutes a day.
Yeah. And the more you do it, the better you become at it. Yeah, the better your body bounces back, so to speak.
Right. The faster you're able to respond to when you're not incoherent.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you one study on fertility, and there's a number of ones they have, but we'll talk about a case study afterwards. But so in 2017, heart rate variability among women undergoing IVF treatment is predictive ability for pregnancy. So the results of a present study suggest that the changes of HRV measures during IVF treatment may serve as a prognostic predictor of IVF pregnancy. This highlights the clinical value of HRV measures in the care of women undergoing IVF treatment and suggests that coping strategies or interventions, example consultations, can be tailored based on the HRV values measured during IVF treatment to improve the pregnancy rates of these patients. So yeah, being able to, because a lot of times that's the thing that we really like about HeartMath is you could be meditating, visualizing, do all this stuff, but maybe you are still stuck up in that, you know, sympathetic response. You got a whole bunch of to-do things going on in your mind. You're feeling very panicked or overwhelmed, whatever it may be. And you may be, you know, trying to meditate and you just can't get there. Whereas this can really help you zone in and really do some of these quick techniques that we're going to share a little bit later to be able to access that and to be able to get your HRV in a good rhythm.
And that's a big piece that we've used when we're working with couples that are going through IVF, right? We're saying, okay, so stay with us. You know, you've done all this foundational work to prepare your body, and this is the next, you know, chapter for that couple. But what really matters now is your mindset and being able to make sure that you believe that you can get pregnant and that you believe that you can, you know, control how stress impacts you. And the couples that we've worked with that have done that have success, right? They're able to be like, all right, I know how to, you know, handle my stress. I know what to do when I get anxious. And we're not saying stress isn't a part of life, because it very much is, especially when you're trying to conceive, but knowing what to do with that stress, knowing what to do with that energy, and remembering that our children are conceived and we're in rest and digest and not in fight or flight.
And the next one we have, this is a tool that we're using as part of the FabFertile method, and it's part of HeartMath, and it's called a depletion and renewal plan. And so this is a really cool tool because it can actually really pinpoint where you are. I think we'll have a link to it in the show notes if we can. I think we should be able to. If not, we can just talk about it. So yeah, who wants to take a stab at that?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at that. And Sam, you can plug in the holes if I miss anything. So this is a really great visual for those who like visuals and find them useful. So the cortisol is vilified a lot. And I'd like to just, you know, put in a little bit on the good side of cortisol is that it actually has a purpose. It's what gets you up in the morning. But when you have too much of it and you have it all the time, it's not a good thing. And it could really be impacted by how you're feeling in the moment. So if you have anger and anxiety, or if you have frustration and resentment, you're not going to have the healthy kind of cortisol. It's the unhealthy kind. When you have too much of that and your sympathetic nervous system is activated most of the time, then you're going to get depleted. Your cortisol is basically taking the resources from your reproductive system and won't let you conceive, really. And that is impacted by, and you can impact that directly with HeartMath and heart rate variability. And you can bring yourself more into the where you have production of more healthier reproductive hormones like DHEA. So this chart kind of shows you that. Are you going more towards cortisol? Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling frustration or resentment? Are you maybe sad or feeling apathy? You know, where are you? Where do you fall as far as your emotions are concerned. And not to say that those kinds of emotions are not healthy. There's a way to have those emotions and express them in a healthy way. We just don't want it happening all the time. We don't want it to impact our reproductive hormones. And there's that difference between the negative and the positive and the high and the low. So where we really want to be is in the upper right quadrant where we're feeling happy, we're excited. Cortisol is not, you know, super duper high on the bad side. Rather, we want to experience that happiness and love and appreciation. And that's where you can see the sine waves on DHEA side. They look like a sine wave. They look like, you know, healthy and balanced heart rate waves. Whereas when you're looking at cortisol side, it's all jaggedy and unpredictable and all over the place. So this is essentially what the chart is expressing and showing, the impact of what you can do with heart rate variability and how you can bring your heart and your body into balance.
Yeah, I really like this tool. So in the quadrant on the, was it the left upper side, there's anger and anxiety. So I'd go to like, and I still, if I'm like super, I go into this tough love, like, I don't know, it's like, I'm like, I had to pull myself back the other day. I'm like, okay, there I go again into this like anger, tough love, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so anger, anxiety. And then in the middle there on the negative side, and, you know, negative, positive, but there's no emotions or I don't believe are necessarily negative or positive, but in this chart, that's how it's phrased. So anger, anxiety at the top. And then you have that frustration, resentment, years. For me, like banging the head against the wall, frustrated. Why is nothing working? What's happening? Just like feeling ticked off there. And then on the lower quadrant there is that apathy and sadness. Now, I didn't sit there, but many people do. You know, many people that we work with, you get that diagnosis of low AMH, high FSH, premature ovarian insufficiency, diminished ovarian reserve, endo, whatever, you know, may be. And that diagnosis in itself can have you feeling in that apathy, sadness, and you just kind of feel stuck in there. And then that's, you know, producing the cortisol.
And that's the unhealthy level of cortisol, right? We actually want cortisol. We want it to be in a healthy level. We don't want it to be so depleted that we're stuck in that apathy, sadness state.
And then to get us onto the other side, in the upper right quadrant, we have like happiness and excitement. But sometimes, you know, hanging out in the happiness, excitement thing all day long might be sort of that Pollyanna thing, may not be realistic, but, you know, we can all get little glimpses of it. And then that love and appreciation piece is in the positive side of things. And then on the lower quadrant is contentment and serenity. So to kind of be able to get glimpses of these other pieces, because sometimes we get stuck over in the anger, anxiety, and we're sad, and then all that cortisol is being produced. And sometimes it's, we see a lot of people with, you know, looking at their adrenals, that the cortisol is completely flatlined because it's been going on for years and it's like chronic stress. And then on the other side is the DHEA, right? If we get into those emotions, we can produce DHEA. So from a hormone standpoint, heart math is like super, one side's cortisol, one side is DHEA. And it's, there's no judgment here of where you are. It's being able to be like, oh, sometimes we don't even know that we're stuck in those different things. And how do we get a glimpse of the other side? Sam, anything you want to say?
Yeah. So I actually really like the words that they use, depletion and renewal versus negative and positive. Although it's helpful to see them there because they're easier to relate to. I really like us imagining like the anger, the frustration, the sadness is really being depleting emotions. They exhaust us. Right? Like they're challenging emotions. They tax on our body. They make it difficult to sleep. They make it difficult to hear other people talk to you, right? Like we all know those challenges. Or on the other side, when you're happy, when you feel loved and cozy, when you have contentment, those are renewing emotions. And so when I look at this with our clients, I'm always like, all right, so let's figure out where we are now. Where do we spend a lot of our time? Because we're not in one spot, right? We are humans. We feel the whole spectrum of emotions. But where are we hanging out the most? And are we doing something dramatic? Like, are we going from happiness to sadness, right? Like we have a lot of couples that have been on this journey for so long. That's what's happening. They're really happy and excited when they're ovulating. And then their period comes again and they immediately drop to sadness and just flatline because it's never going to happen. And so it's more of a conversation of where are we spending a lot of our time? Where on the purple side of the chart, if you're able to see the visual chart, the purple side, like, where are you spending that time? Like, you don't need to be, right? Like, is there spots where you're letting yourself get stuck in that emotion versus letting that emotion be felt and move forward? And then be able to decide on that, the green side, like, where do I want to spend more of my time? And what activities help me feel like I'm in that space so that you can really make decisions on your day-to-day life? You know, sometimes it's people, sometimes
it's
there it is.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. So sometimes it's people that help us feel depleted or renewed. Sometimes it's actions. Sometimes it's going to be hobbies or, you know, whatever that is. But being able to see that. And then what I really loved, Fatima, that you brought up about the different waves that you can see is that when you are using a heart rate variability tool, you can look at yours and kind of decide, oh, which one does mine match up to more? Right. And when you are in coherence, which we're going to talk about deeper here in a minute, you are going to be where it says renewal, positive DHEA, where your up and down fall of your heart rhythm is going to be more even versus you see in cortisol. And even on the high side and the low side, they're not, they're much more jagged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're listening to us on YouTube, we've now shared the chart, which I should have done in the beginning, but I forgot. Most couples we work with have already been through IVF and experienced failed cycles, been labeled a poor responder, and told they had better rush to another IVF or that donor eggs are their only hope. I don't want you to waste time or money on IVF when no one has looked at the missed healing opportunities as to why it's not working in the first place. We've helped couples get pregnant naturally or improve pregnancy success when they've been told that donor eggs are their only option. We've helped couples get pregnant naturally with AMH as low as 0.04 and FSH in the hundreds. Learn how our proven FabFertile method can help improve pregnancy success for you. And I'm excited to invite you to a special masterclass where you'll learn how to improve your chances of pregnancy success if you have low AMH and or high FSH. All you need to do is go to GPN Masterclass. That's G as in get, P as in pregnant, N as in naturally, Masterclass, MasterClass.com, GPNMasterclass.com to register, and excited to see you there. Kind of some coaching questions that we have here are like, you can look to see where you are now, where you spend most of your time, and then where would you like to spend more of your time? Maybe you're like, okay, right now I'm hanging out in frustration. I'm just like frustrated by this whole entire process, but I'd like to move more into love and appreciation for gratitude for people around me. Or maybe you want to have a little more glimpses of happiness, joy, excitement. Excited that you've found us in this podcast. And, you know, there's things that you can do to, you know, improve your chances of pregnancy success. So to see where you want to have some glimpses of, and then what emotions and behaviors typically get in the way of accomplishing your goals. So like, yeah, like we said, when the period comes, do we go back into apathy and sadness? It'll never work. I'm in this roller coaster. Are just certain people like trigger you where you're like, oh my goodness, if I hang out with children too much, or if I hang out with this specific family, or see children in my babies or pregnancy announcements, does that kind of send you down into the apathy, or does that get you like freaking angry and like anxiety? So to be able to recognize, you know, where some of those things are getting in the way, and then what thoughts, attitudes, or behaviors or emotions will help you achieve your goals, you know, have a little more glimpses of the other side, which is, I think we have those all through the day. It is to recognize them, right?
Absolutely. And it really, when you look at this and the more you work on it, the more you realize and the more you learn about yourself, this might, you know, pull into view, like some of the things that you touched on, you know, maybe seeing babies or children or baby showers or birthday parties, what's triggering you, what's getting in the way, how are you going to set your boundaries, you know, in a healthy way, you know? So the more you do this, the more you look at it, the more you decide, okay, I'm going to be in the renewal side of things, and what's going to support me, and what's going to help me, and what's going to help me get there or be more in that. You're never going to be 100% in one side or the other, but what's going to keep me more in the renewal side? What's going to help me, you know, achieve my pregnancy and help me create my family? And those are going to be challenging because you're going to challenge yourself, and it's not necessarily going to be easy, but at least you'll be self-aware. You'll know exactly where you are, where your mind goes, what's serving you and what isn't.
I think that's so important, Fatima, to mention. Like, this is going to feel weird and uncomfortable because your brain literally knows how to do the things the way you've been doing it, right? It knows how to deal with the stress the way you've been dealing with stress, to deal with happiness the way you've been dealing with it. And so you're literally changing how your brain and your heart communicate and talk to each other and how they independently work. And so when you start practicing this, like, have so much compassion for yourself. And exactly what both Sarah and Fatima just said is like, we're going to feel everything. right? The whole idea is to just practice and noticing coming back over to renewal as often as we can.
Okay. And then let's talk a little bit about heart coherence. So, well, first of all, let's say what incoherence is when we can probably all imagine this. So feeling stressed, anxious, reactive, mental fog, impatient, sleep deprived. So incoherence, yeah, that impatient piece is interesting. That's something like I'll continually work on and I find if it flares up, I'm like, oh yeah. So to see if anything, you know, maybe for someone, people, it might just be like very stressed or very reactive. And then in coherence, you feel resilient, energized, joyful, patient, mentally clear, intuitive. I love that intuitive piece, right? Where we can, you know, listen to our inner guide and know that actually everything's going to be fine. It's all going to work out. Anything anyone would like to say there?
Yeah, I really love like the joyfulness. Like when you feel joyfulness or when you notice, like, you know exactly what your gut's saying in that moment. And it was really fun for me when I first started practicing with the monitor. It was that I would be in coherence and then like the mailman would come. And I would be out of coherence. And I'd be like, that's really funny. Like, this is one of those moments where like, it's not something that is bringing me to the maximum stress that I could be at, but it was enough of an interruption in that moment for my body to jump out of incoherence. And the more I practiced, the better I was at. Just like if you've ever meditated, in the beginning, you notice like the car that's probably like 3 miles down the road, right? But then the stronger you get at it, you don't even hear, you know, the bee buzzing next to you.
So now we're going to go into a couple demos of some of the breathing techniques. These are super short. So I'll have Sam kick off our heart-focused breathing.
Yeah, so heart-focused breathing is really at the center of a lot of the different techniques that are offered through HeartMath. And so it's really being able to focus your attention on your heart area. You can think of it as your chest or your heart, whatever best serves you. You can put your hand there if that feels good to you, but you don't have to. You can practice this with your eyes open or closed. It can be helpful when you first start practicing to close your eyes. It's a bit easier to fall in, but sometimes you'll be in situations where you can't. So it's good to practice both. But the whole idea is to breathe a little slower and a little deeper. I find it really important to not focus on the breaths, but maybe the first few times you do it, aim for 5 inhales, 5 exhales of seconds. My dog just practiced with us. I don't know if anyone heard that. So you just want to find an easy, long breath that feels comfortable to you. You don't want it to be something that overexerts. So just take a little bit longer inhale and a little bit longer exhale. And when you do that, it immediately changes your nervous system reaction. It helps eliminate any energy drains you may feel in your body. It helps remove you from the immediate reaction of any drama or a significant situation you may be facing. And it helps neutralize your emotional reactions so that you can then actually think from your brain about how do I want to react in this moment.
I really like the visualizing piece of like putting the breath right in the heart. Like, because who thinks of doing that, right? I remember when someone first told me to do it, I couldn't even wrap my mind around it actually. And now when you do the breath and you just feel it like coming from your heart and it can't help but feel loving and supported.
Yes. I love that. You know, I think that especially people in our line of work, like you've probably done meditative work or even yoga, and that's always like breathe from your belly, right? Diaphragmatic breathing. And although that has its purpose and it can be really lovely, it's also really important to realize like our breath also travels right from our heart.
Awesome. So that's heart-focused breathing, really inhaling for 5 seconds, exhaling for 5 seconds. And do it for around a minute and visualizing it in your heart area. Now, Fatima is going to take us through a quick coherence exercise.
Thank you, Sam. I just want to take a moment to thank you, Sam, for doing that heart-focused breathing because I all of a sudden just feel so much better.
Yeah, actually, just going to interject for 1 minute too. Like, and it is cool that when you start doing this, you may want to start with your eyes closed and then you can do it with your eyes open because you could be anywhere. Maybe you're with your friends or you're out with family and you can just do this breathing with your eyes open and no one will even know. And you can access that wisdom and inner peace.
Yeah. To add to that really quick before Fatima leads us into the next one, is this is something that you can do on your own, in person, wherever. Also, when you're around other people, if you ever dive deeper into HeartMath with us or on other podcasts or as our clients, you energetically support the other people around you coming into coherence too. And so when I practice that, I immediately notice, like, if my husband's having an anxious moment, he's able to drop in with me. If we're holding hands or hugging, he feels the same coherent experience and is more likely to be able to calm his heart rate down as well.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Sam. It's like taking a warm sort of blanket and wrapping other people around it along with you so that they can share in that lovely, loveliness that you're feeling, whether it's intuitive or peace or resilience or whatever it is. And, you know, when you fill your cup, you're also filling other people's cup. And you hear that every now and then from other people, right, Sam? Yeah, I see that. And on a physiological level, this is exactly what you're doing. You're filling other people's cups, or rather their hearts, and they're just, you know, their aura, their energy. And it's so lovely. I'm so in Zen right now. And the quick coherence adds just one more element to it. And you follow the same basic steps, which keeps it really simple. And just one more thing about the heart. How often in the day do you really think about your heart and, you know, what kind of emotions you're feeling or what's going through your heart and your mind and what you're feeling? So this kind of gets you to kind of stop in your tracks for a little bit and gets you thinking about your heart and just sending love from your heart to your heart. Does that make sense? That emotional heart to the physical heart and vice versa. So I love heart math. We all do, as you can tell. So you want to focus your attention in the area of your heart and imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and a little deeper than usual. And again, as Sam had mentioned, and nothing to exert yourself, whatever feels comfortable for you, just a longer and deeper breath than you would normally take. And to add on to that piece, what makes this a quick coherence method is that you're going to make a sincere attempt to experience a regenerative feeling, something that you appreciate, you know, a feeling of appreciation or care for someone or something in your life or an accomplishment. Maybe try to re-experience the feeling you have for someone you love, someone in your life who you care about, maybe your pet. Maybe a really special place that you've been to or have an attachment to, or it could be an accomplishment as well, or simply focus on a feeling of calm or ease. Stay here for another breath. How did that feel?
Oh, it's so great. Love it.
Yeah. What I love about this one is that it brings you into appreciating something that brings you into a state of authenticity, where you're really authentically appreciating and loving something rather than just sitting and meditating and breathing, which has its place, which has its benefits. But when you appreciate something, it naturally just brings your heart into a space of ease and calm and adds that extra layer of love for something and someone. I really like that piece.
And so the last technique that we have is the heart lock-in, and that will focus the attention in the area of the heart. And so who would like to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I think this is a great example of why, again, we love heart math so much, is that all of these techniques build on each other and they all can serve you at different times. And so with heart lock-in, you're going to start with that heart-focused breathing that we both led you through, and then the activate regenerative feelings, if it's, you know, love for a pet or appreciation for somebody, and then radiate it out. And so if you've heard of the metta prayer or loving kindness meditation before, it can be very similar to that in, you know, thinking like, I'm sending love out to my partner, I'm sending love out to my community, you know, I'm so grateful for my neighbor, any piece of that to remind your heart that you're part of something bigger, you're part of a community, and really radiate that out. And as we mentioned briefly earlier about how it can, you know, be a blanket, I believe is what Fatima called it, a blanket around other people. We can do the same thing in our breathing when the other people aren't even there, right? We can spread it out to them and radiate those renewing feelings of ourselves and others.
Yeah. And some of these may seem, you're like, are you kidding me? These are so easy. Like a minute? This seems, it may even be skeptical, right? But again, there's 25 years of studies and science behind this. And it doesn't need to be difficult. Some of the simplest things are, you know, the most effective. And so, you know, starting at that minute a day, or if you feel something, practicing some of these techniques. So the heart focused breathing, the quick coherence, and then that heart lock in. And really just breathing into your heart. I think that would be like a takeaway, just to, when you breathe, visualize, you know, the heart space would be something to look at. And I'll just share the case study we have here. So they've done a number of case studies with fertility clinics with people using the heart mass interventions. So this one, it was conducted in a large fertility center. It's been well documented and observed that patients going through fertility treatments have high rates of physiological distress, including depression, anxiety, feeling a loss of control over one's life, relationship conflict, and feelings of isolation. And there's different protocols for heart math. There can be a multi-session protocol, or maybe just a couple to get you, you know, using the techniques and rolling. So depending on, you know, where our clients are, that's where we'll meet them. So this one is a 4-session protocol was used to introduce heart math tools to the patients with the aim of helping them learn to harmonize their mind and body during fertility treatment, interrupt the stress response, develop a plan to integrate these tools into their daily lives. And then the 4-session heart math intervention pilot program was offered free of charge for the purpose of this case study. So they used the quick coherences, which we talked about. They use freeze frame, which is one of another technique they use. There's the heart lock that we talked about. And then they also talk about that depletion to renewal plan, which we talked about in the beginning. So all those things, then you can start to be able to obviously practice with your practitioner, but also the goal of so many of these things is actually practicing it in real life, like in times of stress or when you either as preventative or when you need it. Anything you guys would like to comment there?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I think in the same or similar study, they had the odds of chemical pregnancy, you know, losing the pregnancy to a chemical pregnancy decreased by 18%. So that is a really big number when they practice heart math exactly.
Sarah, what you started to talk about earlier too, and when we talk about how simple this may seem, and we also talked about how awkward it may feel, I really feel like this is an important time to really share like the monitor and the devices that can help us with this, because so it can feel really awkward and weird, but when you actually can see the science and realize that this isn't just woo-woo, this isn't magic, this isn't, you know, something out there, like this is actually working, like the heart monitor really shows you that. And it's like, oh, wow, when I feel this way, this is what it shows. And so I feel like for the skeptical people in our program that we've experienced before that, you know, are very factual, want the tests and everything, these tools can help you really notice the impact and be able to shift into that mindset work a little bit easier.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that and say that heart rate and rhythm are largely controlled by the autonomic nervous system. So you can actually see in real time what impact this exercise is having on your heart rate. And you can see yourself kind of moving away from the sympathetic mode and going into more parasympathetic.
And just to wrap up that case study. So over the treatment, the client's or the patient's mood improved, stress levels decreased. She seemed to have reached the goal she set for herself. Her success seems due in part to heart math tools, which she reported helped her feel more centered and calm, and the strength she displayed and the ability to be her own advocate. Which is key as you're on this journey, right? To know that, you know your body best. So being very empowered. So you can use one of these devices. You don't have to be able to do those techniques. We just shared you those techniques. You can do it without the device. But for someone who likes to track and see, you know, exactly, are you stuck in that? Maybe you're doing it, you know, if you're meditating or whatever you're doing, visualizing, or maybe you're still stuck in that pattern of incoherence and getting into the coherence, you can actually see it. And I did this for years where I'd be falling and I could tell the times that I was off thinking about whatever, even though I would do the same practice, you can tell in the results. So this is a inner balance trainer. It's an HRV monitor. Little guy, if you're watching us on video, I stepped on mine, so it's got a little crack on it, but you just put it on your ear.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, you put it on your ear and no, it doesn't hurt. And then you sync it up to your phone. And it'll show you your HRV as you're going through this. So it gives you real-time HRV feedback.
It also stores it, and so that you can see your progress and that you can then look at it over time. Like I shared earlier, my example with the male person coming one day, I was able to immediately like go back and look at it after I was done with that session and almost giggle at where it like jumped, right? And then be like, oh, see right here, evidence.
Yeah. So it looks at the real-time HRV feedback. So it measures your heart rate variability and the coherence level during the live sessions. Also, it'll lead you through stress relief techniques. So it gives you an audio that will lead you through these quick and effective quick coherence techniques. And it's also got real-time coaching techniques. And then it's also at the end of it, it'll say, you know, how was your session? You can do like a smiley face or like a frowny face. And then you can do comments. And I did this for years and I'd have my little journal of like, today I was thinking about whatever. Today I had a cough. Today I felt grumpy. So just like little quick things to see, you know, your state of being, or today it was a nice day and I was feeling hopeful, or it's interesting to kind of see your patterns just quickly on this device. So it's really a cool thing. I consider, I'll have a link in the show notes there. If you use the code VIP15, you can find it at the FabFertile store, FabFertileStore.com. Use the code VIP15 to save 15% and consider that as part of your toolkit. Anything else you guys would like to say?
Well, I really love not only like the real-time results and coaching tips, but there's one study you can do that is a circle that shows you how you're doing. And it has three colors. It's green, blue, or red. And what I like about it is that if you don't want to look at it while you're practicing your coherence, if you're practicing with your eyes closed, you can set it to vibrate when it switches away from whichever one you're on. So you can then realize when you've come out of it from your thoughts and it kind of grabs your attention. But it also can remind you when you've dropped into coherence, and so and you don't have to open your eyes to see that. And so it's really great to, in real time, be able to adjust and maybe practice one of the three different breathing exercises we talked about here to help you get back into coherence when something like the mailman comes and your dogs go berserk or your kids have a moment, whatever it is, that can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that, you know, if you have a little bit more time, right? Like maybe when you wake up, maybe not, or when you're going to bed, you know, you want to go through some of the meditations, and it has a whole library of resources right in the app. So you can pick and choose what you want to do. So you're combining a meditation with heart math. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
And the app also can run while you're listening to your own meditation with a different app, if you've fallen in love with a different app as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you can track and see the data of where you are, and you also get, there's a whole community there. You can see if you like that to get involved with the community, how you compare with others that are doing heart math.
Exactly. There's a global coherence too. So you realize you're not alone. You'll see different parts of the world. There are other people also doing it. So it's really interesting. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's not about spending like hours and hours doing this, right? You can just say a couple minutes a day, get yourself into coherence, and that can have massive impact on your health, your fertility, your resiliency, your ability to handle stress. So it's key. Any final thoughts, ladies?
I was just going to say, you could even use it to do well at work, you know, take those 2 moments before like a major project or a stressful event, and to bring your, you know, intuitive and your focus back into, well, focus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a really great tool for not just focusing on honing in on fertility. It's about a whole life change.
I would love to quickly share a personal story of how I used it very intuitively recently. I'm working to grow my family, and I was at a birthday party for a four-year-old that I love dearly, and I'm close with his family. And we met a lot of people that were new to us at that birthday party because I don't normally hang out with other children. And a lot of the other parents there kept asking me if I had children. And, you know, I've been on the journey for a while. I do a lot of mindset work. I can usually handle some of it, but it was compiling on over and over. And I was, you know, literally every emotion on the purple side of the depletion to renewal plan, I was feeling all of them. I was feeling anger. I was feeling frustration. I was feeling sadness. And I quickly just brought myself to the bathroom, shut the door, and did the heart focused breathing followed by quick coherence, focusing on gratitude. I kept telling myself that I was safe and I was loved, and I was able to bring myself to a calm spot where I was able to then just pop out and give the mom a hug and say, I loved her. Thank you for inviting me, and that I was going to dip out. And it was so different than the woman that I would have been in the years past. I would have stayed and come home that night and been really sad and frustrated and not known how to move through those emotions. And so I felt like all of the practice I've done with HeartMath allowed me to quickly move through that traumatizing moment for myself and also allow me to communicate with those that I loved in a way that was from compassion. And we were able to understand each other and my day wasn't wasted. I was able to come home and move forward. And so just a real life example that it can work. And the more you practice it, the more, you know, you're able to quickly bounce back. But I didn't have my monitor with me. I knew the techniques and I knew how to remind myself that I was safe and loved and remind my heart that it didn't need to be racing out of my chest.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Sam. I think it's like the whole thing of this is to move from reactive to responding, right? And so you responded as to what felt right for you. And then you're like, see you later, I'm out. And so, and other times, yeah, you might have just like grinned and bared it and, you know, spent a whole, maybe eat an ice cream or whatever it is, you know, it would be cooking ice cream or it would be selling something.
But that self-awareness piece.
Yeah.
The fact that you needed to do that in the moment because you've been practicing it.
Any final thoughts for you, Fatima?
Yeah, no, I love this piece of technology, which is great, but I know that I can also do it without the technology and I'll have that impact. But the technology kind of helps me to see what my track record has been with the HeartMath and my own stress levels and bringing so much self-awareness to an otherwise stressful life.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, I hope you found some takeaways here. Definitely look at the heart focus breathing, the quick coherence and the heart lock in and consider if it feels right for you, consider the monitor. So you just go to FabFertile store and use the code VIP15. Take care. I would like to invite you and your partner to a Supercharge Your Fertility discovery call. This call is for you if you meet at least one of the following criteria. You've been trying to get pregnant for at least 2 years. You've been through at least one failed IUI or IVF. This call is for action takers. If you're not ready and you wait, the risk is you'll need to wait 2 to 3 months for a spot to open up. If you're seriously considering work with us, go to fabfertile.com. That's fabfertile.com and click on apply here. That's fabfertile, fabfertile.com and click on apply here. Then you'll be booked in and ready to spend 30 minutes to give you the action plan to getting pregnant naturally. The Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, including show notes and links, provides information with respect to healthy living, nutrition, lab testing, and is intended for informational purposes only. The information provided is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, nor is it to be construed as such. We cannot guarantee that the information provided on the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast reflects the most up-to-date medical research. Information is provided without representation or warranties of any kind. Please consult a qualified physician for medical advice and always seek the advice of a qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your health and nutrition program.